This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A Washington Pro Farming Group wants to help save the salmon, but insists we're going about it the wrong way. Say Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says the harbor seal population explosion in the North Puget Sound is a major reason recovery efforts for the Chinook salmon have been failing.
That is because killer whales in the other areas, which have, by the way, have also doubled in numbers in that same period, killer whales eat harbor seals, except for the resident pods around the San Juan Islands. They're finicky eaters, I guess, and they only want adult Chinook salmon.
Problem is, Barron says, since the Marine Mammal Act of 1972, the harbor seal population in the Salish Sea has grown over 900%.
And the recovery story is wonderful, but what they didn't really count on, the unintended consequence, is in a particular area where there isn't a natural predator for the harbor seals, that they would just explode and end up really upsetting the whole balance that there should be.
Barron says the harbor seals eat much of the smolts, which then don't turn into the adult salmon the orcas need.
Unless there is some adjustment made to that so that the numbers of harbor seals can be reduced, we're going to continue to see Chinook decline, and no further investments in habitat or in-stream flows or anything like that are going to help solve the problem.
Tune in tomorrow to hear about the solution Safe Family Farming has for the Chinook recovery.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.